This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's strange to call a 19-year-old an old friend, but that's exactly what Conrad Tau is to the Santa Fe Pro Musica. This exceptional prize-winning young pianist and composer returns to Santa Fe to help the Pro Musica open its new season next week, with a solo recital in the St. Francis Auditorium and a pair of orchestral concerts at the Lenzik Center. Joining us this morning is the music director of the Santa Fe Pro Musica, Tom O'Connor. Tom, Conrad Tau has joined the Pro Musica several times in the last couple of seasons.
He has indeed. In fact, the first time I hired Conrad, he was 13. And I'm always trolling, looking for young artists that might fit with Pro Musica. And so I had kind of discovered him. So the relationship is now 5 years of basically playing every year. He's a very thoughtful young man. He's a violinist as well as a pianist, although that's much more in the background now. He's really concentrating on his piano career and also on composing. He already won 8 ASCAP awards for his compositions, and there was a project this summer that I'm sure many people are aware of. He created his own festival in New York this summer around his 19th birthday, and it was called the Unplay Festival. And that is the kind of thoughtful young musician he is, thinking of a wider audience. What he says in his own words is he's trying to find a way to connect classical music to contemporary reality. And he doesn't really know exactly what is that. How do you connect it? That's what makes him special. Of all the young artists that we've worked with, he's the one that I would say is a genius. How you define that is debatable, but he's the complete package and just a thoroughly great young guy to work with.
Very engaging as well as talented.
Yeah, it's just a pleasure.
Now, he is going to do a solo recital on September 19th in the St. Francis.
That's right. You know, he signed an exclusive recording agreement with EMI. It's his debut solo CD, and it's works of Rachmaninoff, a Prokofiev sonata, a fairly short piece by Meredith Monk, a piece of his own called Vestiges, and the Ravel Gaspard de la Nuit.
So the solo recital will be the same program as this new solo CD?
I think it's largely the same repertoire as the solo CD, although he's starting the program with the Bach Italian Concerto. You know, I think that's a great way to tip your hat, pay homage to the great composers that we revere in our culture.
Following that, that's next Thursday night. Next Saturday and Sunday, he's going to join the Pro Musica Orchestra.
Right. He's going to play 2 concertos, and I want to keep touching Mozart. We haven't played all the great Mozart concertos with Conrad yet, but one we hadn't played was number 9, Génome. And this is the one that's really considered the first of the real masterpieces in the piano concerto medium of Mozart. And it has a small wind section. It's just 2 oboes and 2 horns. So I wanted to find a companion concerto that made efficient use of the orchestra. And I love Shostakovich, and I've known for many years the Shostakovich Concerto for Piano, Trumpet, and Strings. And so it was an efficient use of the orchestra, and it made sense. And I'm just having a blast learning this Shostakovich Piano Concerto. It is such an incredibly fun piece, kind of a comic commentary on the piano's themes.
Sounds like a terrific weekend to start a 32nd season. With a wide range of music.
Yeah, you know, we've been driving down the middle of the road for the last several years, purposely, and it's been a wonderful time for Pro Musica. I've been able to do all the Beethoven symphonies except 1 and 9, and we're doing 1 this year, so that just leaves 9, and it's been a period of tremendous growth for me as a conductor and music director. So now I'm branching out a little bit. It's great to, you know, to be playing Shostakovich, and later on in the season we have a piece of Thea Musgrave, also an arrangement of the Debussy Prelude to an Afternoon of a Faun. So it's a more kind of diverse program. There's still, though, there's Brandenburg Concertos, and there's Baroque Christmas and Baroque Holy Week. So I feel good about it. It's going to be fun.
Tom O'Connor leads the Santa Fe Pro Musica. Their new season opens with special guest pianist Conrad Tao. Conrad's solo recital is September 19th in the St. Francis Auditorium, and he joins the Pro Musica Orchestra on September 21st and 22nd at the Lenzig Center. For tickets and a season schedule, go to santafepromusica.com. All best wishes, Tom.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.